Goodbye. Then what you do? You will be tempted to become teacher. The third one, the third guy, last verse here. Who was the third one? There is one word. Here is translated laziness, which is in a way, but in a very dramatic way. The word is kahel. How do you translate kahel, Zainab? You know what kohulat means, right? How could you express it in English? It's a very difficult stuff. Because the first meaning that that word brings to my mind is oldness. The elderly people. That period of life, we call it kohulat. Means what? Means the part that they don't do a lot of things. They cannot. So it looks like laziness, but it's not laziness. It's not being provocative. It's not being superactive. I don't know, it's very difficult. Try to find something, because in dictionaries you will find different words for this. The third one is that, and all the good things happens to the third one. So that's the end of the story. Now we are in the middle of our problem. The self-loving, arrogant, blah, 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 which not only it will react to the bad stuff, even to the good stuff, that bad thing will rise up. The good comfort and the presence of this king and the best condition suddenly will come, oh, what about me? This me, this ego. So we want to know, where is that hidden, that me? It's hidden in all the living cells in my body. And it's here, always. It's a part of me. That is the problem. Okay, let's hear it again. Peter?
Where would you have to begin? 4700?
It's 4675.
The wind is a treacherous carrier, as a lamb in the hands of a glutton, which he lays in his lap as though it were his own child, and carries away to slaughter like a butcher. That wind was for Ard because of their pride. They indeed deemed it a friend. It was a stranger. When of a sudden it turned its coat, that evil comrade shattered them piecemeal. Shatter the wind, for the wind is a great temptation, ere it shatter thee like Ard.
You remember the story of Ard? Ard and Samud, we talked about it. Here, he will bring back that example to show you what. What is he talking about? He's talking about some relationship that is going to ruin your life, but you think that it's going to help you. It's like someone is carrying a ship. Means what? Ah, this fellow is carrying the ship, not because he loves the ship, because he wants to cut his head. That's what it is. The actions, they could have different meanings. It depends on the tendency of the active fellow. Yes?
Good admonished them, saying, O prideful folk, this wind will tear out of your hands the skirt. The wind is God's army, and in hypocrisy has it embraced you for a few days. Secretly, it's loyal to its creator. When the appointed term arrives, the wind will throw up its hands. See how the wind passes through the mouth, coming and going at every moment in advance and retreat.
Now he goes to another example. Think about the wind. Think about the wind in the time of Rumi. Because nowadays, you don't pull down your windows to understand what wind is. And wind plays no role in your life. 800 years ago, wind was one of those four powers of the nature that is. Here, you will say, okay, look at this wind. What does it do? It depends. Somewhere it does good, somewhere bad. Okay, so wind is good or bad? This is the trick. We talked about it. We talked about the knowledges that you gathered, and it will make you arrogant because you think you know something is good or bad. No, nothing is good or bad. For you, yes, something is good, something is bad for you. That thing which is bad for you is good for me because it will punish you. Good or bad? You should understand that this system is working all together. All of it. So the wind plays its own role. Yes?
The throat and teeth are in no danger from it. When God commands, it attacks the teeth.
Yeah. Look at this wind. First of all, you are constantly experiencing the wind. You inhale, means what? And this inhaling doesn't bother your teeth. Because it's not supposed to, even it helps over there, yes?
An atom of wind becomes a mountain and heavy, and toothache keeps him miserable and ill. This is the same wind that used to pass by harmlessly. It was the life of the crops.
There are moments that you have some problem with your tooth. Okay? Then this wind suddenly will hurt you. This is the same wind which is keeping you alive always. Now, because of that sickness, you feel bad and you blame that wind for it. In that moment, you think that wind is bad. Yes.
This is the same wind that used to pass by harmlessly. It was the life of the crops, and it became the death of the crops. the hand of the person who kissed thy hand. In the moment of anger, that hand becomes a mace.
Think about it. Kissing the hand means what? Means respecting and all that feelings. See? Who taught you that? Somebody taught you that. That's why you know what is kissing the hand. So that first fellow taught you something. This is what we do. This is the culture. Did he punish you because he taught you this? Yes.
He cries from his soul, O Lord, O Lord, take away this wind, O thou whose aid is besought. O mouth, thou wert heedless of this wind. Go and betake thyself to asking pardon of God with utter abasement. His hard eye sheds tears like rain. Pain causes the unbelievers to call unto God.
And look at your feelings. There are some moments that you will cry. It's like crying to the God to forgive you. Just because you are in pain. This is how you react. Yes?
Since thou hast not received the breath of men from a man, hark, receives a divine inspiration from pain.
This is a trick. The people were trying to make you understand the humbleness. You didn't. Now, just from that pain, you are becoming humble. This is the trick. Either you understand it, or it will happen to you, because for every action there is what?
Consequence.
No. For every action there is a chain of reactions. There is not one reaction. One thing you do, there is a chain of reaction that you cannot even imagine. When you're joking, you're telling someone something, the other guy who is crossing the street will hear this and will react to it. Yeah, and you're responsible for that. This is what it is. This is the meaning of that we. We are connected to each other. So one action brings a chain of reaction in other people. Yes?
The wind says, I am a messenger from the King of mankind. Now I bring good news. Now calamitous and bad, for I am subject to command. I am not in command of myself. When am I forgetful like thee of my king?
The wind is telling you that, listen, I bring in the sounds, good or bad. I don't give a damn, because I'm supposed to do this, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I understand the function of this universe, and I will understand the role that I'm supposed to play. Yes?
If thy state resembled that of Solomon, I should have carried thee as Solomon. I am lent. I should have become a possession in thy hand. I should have made thee acquainted with my mystery.